Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. On today's Let's Talk Pella, we'll hear from Jeremy Art. He's a media specialist with the political network C-SPAN. They had their 2012 campaign tour bus in Pella earlier today.
Well, Jeremy, we're standing here on the C-SPAN bus, which is in downtown Pella this morning. And first of all, if you could just give us a little insight as to why Pella. I know you guys are making a lot of stops in Iowa, but why Pella today?
Well, the first thing we do every time we come to Iowa is we team up with local cable partners at Media Common. So we ask them, hey, where should we go and why should we go there? And Pella was towards the top of their list. And so we came out here, and we know there's a lot of people here that like to watch C-SPAN or want to learn more about C-SPAN. And they're as involved with the Iowa political process as anyone. And so we came out. But it's really thanks to MediaCom that we're here.
All right. Very good. And so tell us a little bit about sort of the purpose of the C-SPAN campaign bus. What do you guys do? Where do you go? And why?
Well, a lot of people think the campaign is, you know, a long ways off. But obviously with the straw poll this week, it's not. And so we're showing that C-SPAN covers it like no other network, that we have comprehensive coverage of all the candidates, not just the front runners, and we archive everything. So it's really easy to learn as much as you can about a candidate just by going to our website or watching C-SPAN. And it's hard to find that anyplace else.
Sure. And it looks like we're seeing a lot of new technology. Is there a lot of information here available for folks, potential voters here on the C-SPAN bus?
Yeah, exactly. They can go into our video library and find all sorts of things there. There's more than 170,000 hours worth of programming there. They can learn just about the candidates. They can learn about the events. And they can really dive into the issues if they want.
All right. And again, as we look at some of this technology, tell us a little bit about sort of why this bus came to be. I see a lot of flat-screen TVs here and a lot of ways to interact in different ways. And talk about that a little bit.
Well, the concept of the bus has been around actually for more than 15 years. And we had buses that went around the country. And the old model of the bus was really just kind of giving a presentation. Well, more and more we've seen interaction and kind of do-it-yourself is kind of becoming the new way of doing things. And so that's why we've got these touch screens and all this technology. So people can really, you know, they can talk with us if they want, or they can really just do things on their own. And so we want to make it more of a self-guided, do-it-yourself process. Because some people know a lot about the political process, and some people don't. And so we just made it kind of a one-size-fits-all. Anyone can come on here and do what they want.
And do you see a lot of visitors? What would you say on a given day in a given town of about this size, how many visitors would you say you get on the bus?
Oh, you know, we're only here for a couple hours. But in a couple hours, we might see anywhere between 50 to 200 people.
And what are some of the questions that you folks get here on the bus, aside from what I'm asking you right now?
Oh, we get all sorts of interesting questions, from whether or not we sleep on the bus to what candidate do we support. And obviously, first of all, we don't sleep on the bus. And second, we don't support any candidates. We're just talking about our coverage of all the candidates. C-SPAN's nonpartisan. We've never endorsed a candidate. We're not going to. We just show them all. And whether or not they're the front runner or someone you've never heard of, you know, a lot of people can't name all the candidates running just in the Iowa straw poll this week. Well, we're covering them all, regardless of whether they're in Iowa or not.
And it's, like you said, pretty nonstop coverage, and it takes a long time to follow this campaign around. Is it the same team that follows around the country on the bus?
Well, the bus crew is kind of, there's a large crew, and there's, you know, two people will travel with the bus in a week. This week it's three. After a week, we'll fly back to Washington. Next crew will come out. So it's kind of like a large baton that we pass between ourselves. But there's a crew of about five or six people that are always kind of traveling with the bus. But, you know, it's going all across the country. Now, when we cover an event, that's not this bus crew. We actually have a crew of, you know, video technicians come in and shoot something and beam it back to Washington. So we're not, this bus really isn't about covering something so much as it's a community outreach, public relations.
And an educational tool as well.
Exactly.
All right,
exactly.
Very good. Anything else you'd like to add for folks?
No, you know, you can check everything out online at cspan.org/campaign2012. Or you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/cspan or on Twitter. The bus's Twitter account is C-SPAN Bus. You can see where we're going to be from there.
And I know you're going to, you mentioned you're going to be at the straw poll, and,
yep.
And I know we've got a lot of folks around here that I imagine will be making their way up to Ames for that, and let them know when you're going to be there.
Yeah, we're going to be there all day during the straw poll, and then if they miss us there, they can catch us on Sunday at the Iowa State Fair.
All right, very good. Well, Jeremy, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you for coming.
Again, that was our guest, Jeremy Art, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.